It's been another tough week for Boeing. The Federal Aviation Administration just flunked Boeing on 33 out of 89 audits on a 737 MAX production line. On Monday, a 787 Dreamliner injured dozens of passengers after it briefly plunged mid-flight. And a Boeing whistleblower who was testifying in a deposition about problems he witnessed was found dead over the weekend. Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us for more. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Deepa.
Okay, so the FAA audited a Boeing production line after the door plug blew out on one of their 737 MAX jets back in January. What exactly did they find, Seth?
Well, they found shortcomings. You mentioned it there. Nearly half of sort of the points that they audited found that there were issues that they were looking for video that they felt should have existed that might have shown what exactly happened with that door plug. But alas, it didn't exist anymore. And so they were just unable to look at a lot of the details that they would have liked to have looked at just because of what wasn't retained.
Yeah, I mean, another federal agency, the National Transportation Safety Board, also is unhappy with Boeing, in addition to that security camera footage you just mentioned that doesn't exist. Also, other documentation doesn't exist around the January incident. You know, how could that happen, and how does that complicate the investigation?
Right, the NTSB saying, for example, at the folks involved still aren't identified. I mean, just in terms of sort of trying to figure out who would have had the most direct contact with that airplane. And that's why these agencies want companies to preserve everything. And they are frustrated because just in terms of the fact finding at a high level, they've identified what they think are some of the shortcomings at Boeing. But in terms of what specifically happened with that aircraft, just not all the information that they would like to have in terms of being able to move forward and ensure that this doesn't happen again. Although Boeing, of course, has said that it has already implemented all kinds of new quality assurance measures on its own to ensure that the same mistake wouldn't happen again.
I mean, we want to believe them, but flunking on 33 out of 89 audits is a little scary. So what can the government do to make sure planes are safe, given Boeing's kind of lack of record keeping?
Yeah, well, it can provide closer supervision, and then that's one thing. There was an audit in a different government agency several months ago. Sort of asked the question: does Europe do things differently? It's not to say everything goes right at Boeing's competitor Airbus, but without these kinds of reported issues recently, and found that perhaps the regulator there, EASA, it's called, kind of the FAA's counterpart in Europe, does regulate Airbus a little bit more closely. Airbus does a lot of things the same way that Boeing does, but perhaps closer regulatory supervision. And so these agencies are under pressure from lawmakers to perhaps provide that in America.
And quickly on John Barnett, the whistleblower who testified and then died over the weekend. What do we know about that?
Yeah, this is quite a story. A whistleblower, to be clear, not a whistleblower related to the 737 MAX issue. In his case, it was regarding 787 Dreamliners. You might remember years ago there were reported issues with those and some issues that continue. Found dead, Holiday Inn parking lot in South Carolina. Police say it looks like suicide. Some of his friends and family say they don't know why he would have done that.
Seth Kaplan, transportation analyst. Thank you so much, Seth.
Thank you, Deepa.